right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and I'm so excited for my guest I have on this time around, and that is the Breaker of Necks, Master of the Annihilation. That's Anaya. Anaya, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm great, great. I'm glad to finally get you on. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, that was a great intro, too.
Well, it is what it is. So let me start off at the beginning. How did you get into professional wrestling? Did you watch it as a younger child? Is a younger Anaya? And if so, you know, what was your favorites to watch? You know, how did you get hooked?
I have been watching it since I was younger. My older cousin got me into it. He had some of those older like action with, do you know who he is from the NRW days?
I'm sorry. Go ahead again. Say that.
Do you know who the tag partner of the Mercury Aiden is? His tag partner Mars.
Oh yeah, I know of him. I got into NRW a little too late, so I didn't quite catch him.
Oh, okay. So, but essentially, I played football with him.
Okay.
And he had found the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy and like started going, and I saw him post about it on Facebook, and then eventually it was like, hey, like, how do I do this? And he introduced me to Matt, and Allie actually went to that that tryout with me. We kind of went and watched training one night and met with Matt, and like it was like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
Oh, very, very cool.
Yeah.
We had just a little bit of a internet connection issue, but so we can go back there. So did you watch when you were younger the wrestling, the WWE, or at the time probably WWF, or?
Oh yeah. Watched a lot. I watched I grew up in the Attitude Era, so I was watching the Monday Night Wars at its peak. So I was a Raw guy, so I was watching WWF at that time.
Yeah. And who are some of your favorites to watch?
Oh, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, you know, everybody's favorites, you know. The ass kickers.
The head guys. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you got introduced to actually doing it as a profession with Mars because you were playing football with him, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I played football with Mars semi-pro.
Uh-huh.
And just essentially just saw him posting about it on Facebook.
Oh, very, very then, cool.
Yeah.
And how is he doing? Because there's always been... I sometimes hear a little talk about him.
Yeah, he's going through a really crappy injury.
Oh, okay.
With his leg that isn't healing right. It hasn't healed right for a couple times, and I guess he keeps injuring it, so he's kind of like not doing anything.
Oh, bummer. Okay. So, anyway, I was just.
He comes around every once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we got into the start of the wrestling. So and you've been wrestling for how many years now?
This is 4, coming up on 5 in September.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Yeah. So a little early, but not quite, you know, not quite really early, but, you know, kind of getting that real good seasoning in, even though,
yeah,
you know, if anybody's ever watched you that's maybe listening, you probably couldn't tell, you know, that he's, you know, not a 10-plus year veteran, but, you know, not quite a rookie either.
Yeah, I'm in that weird spot, especially with, like, how developed I got, like, so fast. So I ended up being a head coach out of nowhere just by nature, you know, because of Hoodie. when Hoodie left, it was like, oh, obviously Anai is going to take over, you know?
Right. Yeah, so talk to us about you're doing coaching. How is that versus, the wrestling, and how does that feel, and what are your thoughts about that? And
It's pretty cool because I get to like watch the people that I train wrestle also, and like work with them also. So it's pretty cool to like watch everyone develop as like I developed myself, you know. So it's kind of like helping. It helps me get better too because I get to like help them get better with their basics, and it keeps me like technically sound, you know what I mean?
Right, yes. And so how does it feel like when you see some of your students actually get in and have their like first wrestling matches? Right.
Oh, it's awesome because most of the times it's me, you know. Severino Corrente was one of my guys that he was like one of my first guys that I trained that I got to wrestle him for his first match, and we had a whole segment after that. And then Atiba also, I'm working a story with Atiba right now, so that's cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so it seems like a lot of your most recent students, you've kind of are having some big like feud storylines with them. I mean,
Yeah.
is that kind of the plan, and just kind of getting them kickstarted per se?
Yeah, pretty much. It's good for both of us because, or for all of us because, you know, I'm already a character that everybody knows, and being able to work with some of the guys coming up is gonna just help their confidence and help their like perception to the fans, you know what I mean?
Right. Yes, I gotcha. Well,
It just puts them over.
right. So along with doing the training, of course, you're doing wrestling, and a lot of people that may have watched you know you for a long time that you were part of one of the in at least in Rocky Mountain Pro, one of the biggest tag teams. That was the Left Coast Gorillas.
Yes.
How was that doing a tag team, versus being a singles competitor?
It was, you know, you love something like tag team wrestling only because of the dynamics of it, and tag team wrestling is so fun because of like you're not only in there with like one other person, you're in there with your partner, and like the chemistry you have with your partner, and then like actually doing like your tag team moves and coming up with new things is really cool. Because like me and Hoodie, we worked so good together because we were on like the same wavelengths at all times. So like we hung out all the time, obviously, because we're tag partners. So we're always hanging out, and we're always on the road together. So we just kind of built this like untouchable bond that like helped us in the tag team wrestling division also. So. Which
Right.
wasn't really like a big deal in Colorado for a long time until like Rocky Mountain Pro kind of put tag team wrestling into it, you know?
Right. Yeah, they kind of had to really build up that division, and
Yeah.
it kind of is a little bit still pro in my opinion, could still probably use a little bit more, but
Yeah.
it tag teams is what it is. Sometimes you can get good partners up, and it's just a matter of just kind of working at it, tweaking things probably.
Yeah, it takes a while to build chemistry with a tag partner, especially if you're just kind of thrown together.
Yeah.
Unless you're like really like good friends like already, and then kind of how JK Pop is.
Yeah.
They were friends before, and then it became an obvious choice to just make them a tag team because of their chemistry together, and I think they're doing great. Same thing with EOE.
Yeah, definitely. All right. But then so currently you are pretty much a single competitor,
Yes.
and you've got kind of a lot of storylines. You got multiple charge championships under the belt per se.
Yes, four of
And
them.
yeah. But currently you are kind of working at that Rocky Mountain Pro Championship, which you've never held, and I find that amazing.
Yeah.
You just never got the opportunity, or just it's kind of just it's time now. What's the deal with
Yeah,
that?
I've never been a big I never thought of myself being a guy that needed a title all the time. So, I mean, I never really pursued the RMP championship before, but I think it's time now that I think RMP needs me at the top.
Yeah.
So
Well,
I think it's time to do it.
it is. Well, it is. It is. That is, like I said, that is what currently is going on with
Yep.
that. So, all right.
Yeah, in
So,
2 weeks we're having a no holds barred match, me and Atiba, for the
yeah.
RMP Championship.
That's right.
Supercharged 2.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the little bit about the distance future. Are you still going to be as far as tag team, you still going to be able to tag with Hoodie up a little bit, in the future, and then also, what kind of some dream matches you may have up either singly or in tag team matchups? Anybody in the world?
As goes the tag team thing is I'm actually going to KC on Thursday, so we're still tagging together in KC. I'm going back to St. Louis in March to do a tag team match with him. But it just depends on if we ever bring him back to Colorado. So
Yeah.
I don't know about anytime soon, because he might be nursing an injury pretty soon, so we'll just have to see what happens. But I would love to, I would always love to tag with Hoodie again all the time.
Yeah. But do you have any do you guys have any kind of like dream opponents you'd like to work with? I mean, anybody, any promotion, anywhere, anyhow.
Well, I mean, like the obvious ones for us would be like we would love to wrestle the Briscoes. That was always a cool, I think, like the two teams' characters would have like a really good match together, and
Yeah.
we've worked with them a little bit doing our ROH stuff, so never had to, ne never actually had to have a good tag team match with them though, so that would be one of the, I know he would say the same thing about that.
Oh, cool. What about in single matches? Anybody you would love to get in the ring with?
Singles wise, I haven't really like given that a thought. Because I haven't really been a singles guy for like that long,
Right.
So I mean, anybody really,
Yeah. Yeah.
anybody that I could
All
would be
right.
awesome.
Yeah. But let's talk about the close future when that's just within this couple weeks. You are going to be teaming up with Alligato
Alligato.
in the Lucha Libre and Laughs
Yeah.
Equal Fights 2-day event. So
Yeah.
let's bring Ali into the
Should I
conversation here.
just throw it on speaker?
Yeah, that'll work.
How do I do that? You help me, babe. There we go.
Hi, Art.
Hi, Ali. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great, great.
Good.
So this is gonna be fun. So let's
Oh my
catch up
gosh,
with Allie a little bit. Allie, since the last time
yes.
we've like officially talked on the podcast, you have done a lot. You've held the Lockettes Championship a little bit. You've also won another championship in another promotion that we are kind of talking about right now.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So the Lucha Libre and Laughs Toughest Women of Colorado Championship. That's my baby. Well, of course, I have my baby, Sienna, but that's my next baby because it holds a special place in my heart because I was the first. I am the first woman to hold it, and I haven't been defeated yet. And so I'm just really excited that I am the toughest woman in Colorado, and I believe that, and I'm glad that Nick Gosser at Lucha Libre and Last thinks that, and I'm glad he brings out all these experienced women out here in Colorado, and I'm glad I get to defend it, and just knock on wood, I don't lose it anytime soon. But yeah, so the Lockettes means a lot to me. The Lockettes division has really grown, but just at Lucha Libre and Laughs, I just love that I get to wrestle other women that are more experienced. And I do wrestle some women in Colorado at Lucha Libre and Laughs, but also a lot of other women that travel a lot more. It brings out the fight in me that I don't always get to do just because I don't travel as much as I like to. But it holds a special place in my heart, and I never want to lose it.
Do you also feel like with all these other women that get to that come in to face you for example, the Lucha Libre and Laughs Championship that you hold, that you get a little bit more experience too with the
You
get to see new styles?
It makes me so much better. Yes, I get to, it just brings out the fight in me. I feel like I'm not as comfortable. I think when you get in the ring with people you train with or people you have worked with before, you get a little bit comfortable. But when you step in the ring with someone new, you don't know what they're about. And same for them. They think like, oh, who is this girl? And they don't know who I am. And so I don't know. I feel like I bring out new tricks and I just bring out, just a little bit more passion in me, a little bit more fire, because I have a point to prove that even though I am, just this local girl and I'm defending this championship, they think that they could just come in and try and steal it and, oh, I'm better than her. But a lot of the times it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be clean. Like, I'll do whatever I have to do. I'll claw my way to the top to remain the champion. So.
Right. And little do they know that when we talk about the women's wrestling in Colorado, number one at the list, top of the list, is of course Ali Gatto.
Thank you. Yeah, I do believe that, and I'm not being cocky or anything, but I think that like if Angie was still around, like I would definitely be number two. Just I've always thought the world of Angie, and that she was always the top woman of the women of Colorado. But it's not about just being the best. It's about being committed and staying loyal and wanting this. And she didn't want it like I did. And I have never quit. And I'm very proud that I do never want to quit. I've never had an injury. Thank God, knock on wood. So I've never had to take time off. Even though I am a mom and my daughter's number one, wrestling has been my next passion. And I just never thought that wrestling would be a passion for me. So I have a lot of passion. And yeah, I am number one in Colorado. And I hope that makes other girls really hungry. And I like to be the target. And I know I will always have a target on my back. And all these other new women that are joining, even like Rashad Riveter coming back and Bentley stepping it up, Abaddon, who else?
Aria Aurora.
Aria Aurora. I just feel like they're always, I hope that I make them hungry and want to keep fighting, and I want competition, obviously. So maybe one day I won't be the best, but until that happens, like, and if I ever do not become the top woman in Colorado, then I'll just put light a fire under my ass and I won't just quit like Angie did. Right. So,
well, all right. So, but let me ask you about the distant future for you before we swing around for why we've really got you both onto the podcast. You've attended a couple of seminars lately, and that's kind of like when we talked last, kind of some of the things you were talking about. And so tell us, the listeners, about what you've done since then.
I got to learn from one of the best women wrestlers ever, in my opinion, Soraya Knight. And Soraya Knight is one badass chick. She's up front. She has so much experience. She tells you how it is. And she has a lot of cool, a lot of like technical, like submission moves that I got to learn from her. And so I got to learn from her and Mercedes Martinez, who's also a 18-year vet, and who had one of the best matches in WWE this year versus Miko Satomura. So I got to learn from them too. I also got to learn from Jimmy Jacobs, who's brilliant mind in wrestling, who's so creative and used to write for WWE, who's now at Impact writing and producing. So I was really lucky, and I just invested in myself, and that's what I want to continue to do. Like I said, I'm a mom, so I really don't get to travel too much. But when I do, I want to invest in seminars. And yeah, so going down there to Texas and just going to Booker T School, Reality of Wrestling, that was aw an awesome experience. And yeah, I learned a lot just in that one day. And so that's some things I do want to do, is just try and be better. I don't want to be stuck and, oh yeah, I'm the best in Colorado and this, but like I also want to learn new things and yeah, just continue to get better. So that was an awesome experience. It was kind of bittersweet for me because that night was the Respect All Women's Pro Wrestling. It was their debut show. And so I thought like, oh, I was going to be a part of that, but I had already like booked for, I was already there, you know, so I
Right.
couldn't, I had to miss Respect. But I'm glad I did. But yeah, I was a little bit sad about it and that I was missing out. But I am going to wrestle for Respect March 16th. So I'm really excited about that. It's my birthday weekend, so I plan on getting crazy that weekend and celebrating my birthday and kicking ass in the ring.
All right.
So yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, cool. Excuse me. All right, so let's talk about the very, very near future, and that's why I have both of you on at the same time. And
Yay.
that is the Lucha Libre Laughs Equal Fights Intergender Tag Team Tournament. And that is kind of, in my opinion, that has been kind of the talk of the internet as of late. And
Oh yeah.
I think Lucha Libre and Laughs actually booked this tournament, this event, 2-day event, before it actually got really hot. So I'd like your guys' both of your thoughts on intergender matches. I mean, is it something that LL Triple L just got ahead of the time just a smidgen, and now it's going to be able to take advantage? And what are you guys' thoughts about intergender matches overall?
I absolutely love intergender wrestling. I love to kick the shit out of some boys' asses. Like with Steven Ashburn, we had a good run. That was fun. But also, Nick, he booked me for Triple L, and I got to wrestle like Josh Sipple. Who else did I get to wrestle? I got to wrestle Cody Devine. I got to wrestle Mack Wilcox. Like I got to wrestle like three other men before, you know, this huge 2-day tag team tournament. So I feel like Nick Gosser is already like he is ahead of the steam. He's ahead of all of that, and he really likes it. It's I don't know. It's equality, and it's yeah. It's just it's a lot of fun, and I know it brings out a lot of just passion for us wrestlers, but especially for me. Like if I'm in there with a man, like I know I'm gonna step it up. I'm gonna put my all into it. I'm not saying I don't do it with women, but I feel like I get to try newer things. I get to just, I don't know, just lay it all out there. I lay it in a little bit more. I feel like I'm just a
This
little
is
bit
the
more.
second one, though, too, right?
No,
Didn't
this
they
is
have
the
one
first
last
one.
year?
No, this is the first
Yeah.
ever. Yeah, this is history.
Weren't you in like a tag team intergender match like not too long ago?
With you and Hoodie versus, oh, that
That
wasn't.
was forever ago.
Yeah, and there wasn't another woman in the ring. It was just me, you, and Hoodie versus Johnny Crash.
Didn't you tag with Royce?
Yeah, so yeah, there was another match, I want to say a year ago, and it was me and Royce versus Rochelle Riveter and Dash. What's his name? So yeah, there was, it's, Nick is already, it's been a
It's been a
thing.
thing, yeah.
But yeah, it's just a lot of hype going on. It's exciting because Taya Valkyrie versus Mike Seidel. Jordynne Grace, Shotzi Blackheart. There's a lot of great talent.
Yeah, we get
I'm
to
really
wrestle. We
excited.
get to wrestle Simple, or not Simple. What's his work name? Caleb Crush.
Caleb Crush.
Caleb Crush and Delilah Doom. So that'll be cool
Yeah.
in the tournament to see if we go on to the second night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Anaya, Ali told us a little bit about your thoughts. How do you feel about intergender wrestling as well? Do you
Yeah,
like doing it?
I think it's cool. like we don't do much of it at Rocky Mountain Pro, but like, I mean, we're gonna we have some fun stuff like ready to go and ready to pull out. So
yeah, and you're doing
it'll
it with
be fun.
You're doing the you got both of you are doing it with partners you know very well and have also like you had mentioned have done have worked before together in
yeah.
Both I think you guys both have done mixed matches and intergender matches together.
Yeah, we've yeah. actually wrestled each other too. So
yeah. Hugo's Lucha Libre left.
Yeah, cool, awesome.
Hugo's Lucha Libre left.
Same thing.
All right. Well, cool. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you both for coming on to the show. But before I let you go, tell the listeners. If they want to follow up with you, like on social media, where they can follow you, like on the Twitter, the Facebooks, and so on.
Yeah, so please, please follow us. Look us up. Just look me up, Ali Gato. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. And I always post a lot of cool things about just like the upcoming events with Lucha Libre and Laughs, Rocky Mountain Pro, Respect. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for the support. Here you go.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Facebook at Just Anaya and then on Twitter at Gorillas Anaya. That's GERRILLAS. Anaya.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you very much once again, both of you, for coming on to the podcast. And well,
yes.
We'll check, have everybody check you out. And of course, I will, of course, see you guys in person.
Awesome. Thank you so
much.
Right,
thanks.
A lot of fun.
Once again, a big thank you to Anaya and Ali Gato for coming on to the podcast this week, letting the listeners know a little bit about Anaya and then also filling us in of what Ali Gato has been doing since the last time we have officially talked on the podcast. You can catch them, like I said, they said this weekend at Lucha Libre and Laughs Equal Rights Intergender Tag Team Tournament that they are having. But first, this weekend, we have a packed weekend, actually, in Colorado when it comes to wrestling. And that starts off on Thursday with RMP, Rocky Mountain Pro. They are having their Ignition and Charge tapings from the Jefferson County Fairgrounds at 7 p.m. start time. And you can get tickets at rmpwrestling.com. But they're not done this week. Because on Friday, with it being the last Friday of the month, we are having the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience. Starts at 5 p.m. to 9. And then 9 p.m. is when the wrestling starts. Interact with the wrestlers from 5 to 9. You can also get tickets for that at rmpwrestling.com. It's as easy as that. And also on Friday and Saturday, what we had mentioned before, that's Lucha Libre and Laughs. We are having the Equal Rights Intergender Tag Team Tournament. Night one is on Friday. Night two is on Saturday. And if you want to get tickets, it's as simple as going to luchalibreandlaughs.com. And we got some great people coming in. We got Delia Doom, Shotzi Blackheart, Ruby Reyes. Like I said, Anaya Ali Gato will be there. Tyra Valkyrie is coming in town to challenge the Lucha Libre Laughs champion, the Yoga Monster Mike Sadell. All kinds of stuff. And then, of course, the comedians in between the matches should be lots of fun. But also on Saturday, it's the return of the Iron Heels Championship promotion. They are going to have Rudapalooza. You want to get tickets? It's as easy as going to IHC. To spell out Iron Heels Championship Wrestling.com. And they're in Colorado Springs. Bell time is at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. And that's at the Union Station at 2419 North Union Boulevard in Colorado Springs, like I said. Also, though, we're not done. We got wrestling on Sunday this weekend, too, as well. And that is the Hugo's is going to have a show as well on the 24th, Sunday. And that's also at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. You want information or tickets, go to 720-365-2592. They are going to have lots of people there. Anaya is going to be there, Delta Jr., Rayo Palito, Seven, Corsa El Negra is going to be there too. Alligato is going to be in action, as well as some other people we have talked to. JK Pop is going to be in action as well. Should be lots of fun. So if you do not attend at least one of these shows this weekend, if you're in the state of Colorado, I do not know what's wrong. But hey, that's all I'm going to talk about right now. And so enjoy your wrestling. And have fun wrestling with Altitude. Thank you.